He said in a statement that he had decided to retire due to his wife's health. An Iowa mayor says five Davenport residents are missing, including two people who could still be in the wreckage of a partly collapsed apartment building. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson and the police chief confirmed the numbers at a news conference. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 189 points. The NASDAQ is down by almost 67. More details at srnnews.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water West Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. Montgomery firefighters responded to a possible structure fire yesterday. The fire took place in the 3100 block of Malone Drive. That's off Zelda Road. Units were met with smoke and visible flames from the rear of the home. The person living inside the house made it out unharmed. Fire officials say no one else was inside. They are also investigating a Memorial Day house fire that happened in the 800 block of Faith Lane. That's near Ryan Road and Chantilly Parkway. Once firefighters arrived, they found a single-story home with smoke and flames showing. Fire officials say one person was at home but made it out safely. Community pools and beaches are struggling to find lifeguards to join their ranks for the summer. The pandemic has a lot to do with the shortage. When pools and beaches were shut down, lifeguards had to get other jobs, and lifeguarding never recovered. And those are your local news headlines. For more news, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I'm going to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
No matter what you are.
What a band.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll always be with you.
What a song, too.
They were going to be the next Beatles.
I know. Then it just didn't work out.
Such. Probably the most tragic band in all of rock. Badfinger.
Still made some good tunes that live forever. That's a great thing about music. It takes you back to a time and a place. Like, oh, that's what it does to me. Maybe I'm just sensitive to music and sensitive in other ways.
Music's the purest form of communication, Joe.
Yeah, but it takes me like right back to my first big crush there when I was in sixth grade. That smoking hot Emily, I won't say her last name because I think she still lives in the area, her family does. But yeah, I can remember all the songs as I pine over that good-looking eighth grader when I'm sitting there as a sixth grader. That's always been a theme. I've always been pining over older women, Sky. Maybe I need to change my stripes and try a different approach. Anyway, speaking of older women,
yes.
How about Jane Fonda?
She's back in the news.
Yeah.
And Oi Jane.
And I really think this is, you remember the anti-drug commercials that didn't work at all? This is your brain, this is your brain on drugs.
Oh, the fried egg.
Yeah, that really won the war on weed.
It's close, almost.
Mm-hmm. But I could say this is your brain, and then this is your brain when you're 80 years old and you've been imbibing the latest left-wing corporate media talking points. This is Jane Fonda on Kelly Clarkson's show. So you know it's going to be highbrow commentary here, folks. Pop a Xanax, get the Chardonnay out, let's listen.
For me, it was learning about the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And when I really understood what that was about, I couldn't do anything except try to join the movement and to stop it.
And that was where it started, because you're pretty active, even after that.
Well, you know, you can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and the everything's connected.
It's all connected, Sky.
I suppose.
Like racism and sexism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever. And the war itself, it's all connected.
There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
What?
There would be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You know how many people, though, probably believe like she does? But it's just sad to see all these old, new left, 1960s, 70s activists and radicals age.
What happened? I mean, these are the hippie generation.
And now they're a bunch of squares.
Well, they were about free love and free will. Get the government out of the way. Don't trust anyone over 30. And they become the most authoritarian.
Right.
Demanding. I don't understand it. How do you, is it?
Well, I think it's all connected in the sense that, like, when you say somebody's on the right, that doesn't really mean anything. You could be throne and scepter integralist, almost ranging on, you know, fascist, like, they're like, that's on the right, neo-Nazis on the right, but also Joe Rogan on the right, Bill Maher now, because they don't like cancel culture, on the right. The right is just defined as absence of left. It's like, you know, and you have groups like that. Like, you're either Mormon or you ain't. Then you're like everybody else. You're either Jew or Gentile, so to speak.
Sure, but this totalitarian one view for everyone out of this group, it's...
No, but this group has the way of progress. They've done their reading. They've done their history. They marched in the march. They fought the terrible Vietnam War. So it's all connected. And if we didn't have racism, then we wouldn't have internal combustion engines. I'm not sure if we want to make that sort of leap. Then we wouldn't have the pollution of the planet and destruction of Mother Earth. And then Jane Fonda wouldn't be able to go on talk shows as a multimillionaire and spout stupid bullcrap.
Remember how Jane Fonda protested the Vietnam War?
Didn't she team up with the Viet Cong?
Yeah, she did a tour to North Vietnam, Hanoi, and some American POWs, risking torture and death, managed to get a message to American Jane Fonda, who they trusted, that they were actually being tortured. Remember, Jeremiah Denton winked it out in Morse code, Alabamian.
Right.
Well, do you know what Jane Fonda did with that message? She handed it straight over to the North Vietnamese. That's what she did.
Been a dumbass her whole life?
Worse than that, a dangerous dumbass.
Yeah, and then what she did to Ted Turner, I'll never forgive her for.
Well, that's a whole other story.
And now, maybe this theme, I think, is running around on the left. Here's Jamal Bowman. He's a new member of the Democrats up there in Congress, the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And, you know, Jane Fonda just said, if we have racism, we wouldn't have climate. crisis or anything. So here's Jamal Bowman saying, here's what we need to do about it.
Number one, we need to stop drilling for fossil fuels completely.
Right.
But number two, we need an expedited way to get us a clean, renewable energy, or we will continue to have these severe weather events that we have been having for quite some time and because of the warming of the planet.
Joey, do you know what progressives use before candles? Electricity. And there's Exhibit A right there.
Yeah,
kind of thinking.
Reminds me of an Ayn Rand novella. But it's also like, Jamal, what do you mean by we? And I'm not just picking on Congressman Bowman here. Like, when I see all these Republicans say, we need to do this, we need to do... What do you mean by we? Because I don't think the internal combustion engine was created by committee or by government edict. I think the only thing government ever really did by edict and committee that was an incredible science experiment was the Manhattan Project, but that's a whole other thing. Seriously, what do you mean we? We, meaning the federal government, need to take us off fossil fuels that have given us the wealth we experience still somewhat today, and we now need a complete federal takeover and overhaul, just stop the drilling, and somehow, after we stop the drilling, we'll figure out a way to transition to renewables.
Sure. I know there'll be no unintended consequences of that. Sounds great.
It's
and
like...
we can stop racism.
Right.
In the
at the same time.
Notice. Yeah.
Man,
brilliant.
We're on to something here. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Seth Lardy.
How you doing?
Oh, I was doing pretty good. You brought up Hanoi Jane there. You know, there's an epic in you know, Sky probably, he probably saw it maybe once or twice in his youth, but there was an epic movie that Jane Fonda was in called Barbarella.
Sci-fi classic. A sci-fi classic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was actually hot at the time.
It was like X-rated back then. Now it would be like soft PG, but you know she was on the cutting edge of skirting along the edges of porn there back in her day. But she's a spoiled little Hollywood brat, and the only reason she got noticed, the only reason anybody cared a rat's rear end about her, was because of her old white man daddy.
Henry.
That's the only reason her and Nancy Reagan had any voice, because of their old white men daddy.
Well, and so it's all connected.
Isn't it ironic?
So the same reason we have, say, climate crises and racism and xenophobia and sexism and misogyny is the same reason we have Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Old white men. Damn it.
Oh, you know, it started with Ben Franklin, you know, and it just progressed onward. But they may have taken it down now, and of course they're getting ready to close the non-commissioned officers, the allotted gunner. But you should have gone out there. They had the setup of the bamboo cage, I mean real life setup. And they've got the picture of Jane standing there with a North Vietnamese in a photo op with the POWs in the cages reaching their hands out, and she's swatting their hands away.
Goodness.
She should have been shot for treason. They should have left her sorry butt in North Vietnam, barred her from ever coming back to the country, and making millions and millions of dollars off of capitalism.
Well, and I just want to add to that was a great point, but I just want to add to it that I'm looking at pictures of Jane Fonda circa 1968 in the Barbarella costume. What type of drugs were y'all taking back then? She looks like a space dominatrix or something. That was considered hot?
It was a wild time, man. Yeah.
My goodness.
We were getting stoned before it was cool, Joe.
Now everybody does it. We've moved on to adult drug habits.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate simpler days. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, first of all, Scott, you had some comments about those people back in that day, the 60s. I was one of them hippies back then, so watch it. I'm just messing with you.
Whoa, hold on, Jim.
I did have the long hair, but I was a conservative.
No, I believe you, but hold on. Before you keep going, guess who just walked in? Eddie. And you brought in the gay chicken. Well, the Chick-fil-A. Why are you bringing in Chick-fil-A?
That's God's chicken, son. That ain't the gay chicken.
Okay,
that's
so
God's chicken.
This is a hill you're willing to die on.
Oh, yeah. I know this for a fact.
All right. I'm just saying they're all down with the DEI. So anyway, keep going, Jim.
Anyway, when you're talking about Jane Fonda, I remember the photo of her straddling an anti-aircraft gun.
Yep.
The North Vietnamese soldiers standing around her.
Is that wish fulfillment or something?
Can you imagine if you would have done, somebody would have done that in World War II, they'd have been shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Immediately.
That's crazy.
I mean, they shot people there for wearing American uniforms at Germans that were shot immediately. I mean, which that'll never, people will never, ever, you know, would forget that. And you think of all the people out here that lost loved ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Jane Fonda did to protest
the
war.
Yeah, you bring her name up around a bunch of veterans, man.
She betrayed.
She, right now, she's just a has-been old, dried-up old lady that is irrelevant, and she's just trying to stay in the news. And who gives a you-know-what about what she thinks?
I thought she was very representative of what happens to your brain when you go way too the liberalism rabbit hole.
Good point.
Yep. And how in the world she was married to Ted Turner? That's got me bumfuzzled.
She ruined that man. That man was a titan. That man was an innovator. He was a visionary. He had wrestling and Braves baseball entertaining us, and she ruined him. Ruined him.
Yep. No wonder he died. But anyway, y'all have a good rest of the week.
See, Jim.
No wonder he died.
272-9228. Let's go. Oh, wait. This is Uncle Daddy. Hello, Uncle Daddy. How are you?
What's up, Joey baby? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, and I have many nicknames. I don't mind Joey baby. That works for me.
All right. You know, I need to always say the word baby or the word honey to somebody. That's kind of like my catchphrase. But I had never called into your show. I just wanted to call in and say what's up to y'all. And I wanted to ask a few questions, and I wanted to give a couple comments if I can.
Sure.
Well, you know, I always hear all this because, you know, they try to do with no way with drag queens, drag shows, and all this stuff. Like, somebody just came up with drag last year or something. But now, I was sitting around the other night, and maybe it was my friend Mary Juanita, wink, wink, that I was hanging with that got me thinking about this. Not now, because they say that drag shows and everything, that's the sexualization of children. But now I have a question. Say you take your son, little Johnny, okay, to the beach, like 5-6 years old, and you sit there on the beach, and all of a sudden, a large Marge comes jogging by, okay, and she's not called Large Marge because she's 6'4" and 300 pounds. They call her Large Marge because she's got a nice cleavage up top, okay, but say she's wearing one of these two-piece bikinis, you know what I'm saying, with the little G-string going up her booty crack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Would that not be sexualization of children, too? Or maybe some of these, like, they just had the Freaknik over in Atlanta not too long ago. Some of these girls hanging out with their coochie cutter shorts or two-piece outfits on. Would none of that be considered the sexualization of children as well? Because if you're not going to stop those things, what it really comes down to is they're trying to single out one group of folks. Because I've seen a lot worse stuff at Hooters and walking along the beach than I've ever seen in a drag show. And I've been performing in drag shows for 16 years myself. So that's the first question I got for your listeners, if anybody wants to come call in and clarify that, because I'm just a little confused on that subject. And I wanted to say two things before I let you go, okay? One thing, I just wanted to give this advice to any parents out there listening. If you have a gay or transgender child, that does not make you a failure as a parent. When you decide to disown your gay or transgender child, that's when you become a failure as a parent. And the last little bit of thing I'm going to say, all right, because I listen to y'all's station all the time, and I love that y'all are opinionated. I'm opinionated, too, as you can obviously tell. But one of the folks I do have a problem with, and I hope he's listening, he always gets on.
Well, I've got a rule here, Uncle Daddy. If you want to take that up with another host, take it up with that host.
Okay.
And that's an old rule that goes way back. You take that up with Greg. I would just answer your question by saying, well, if Large Marge starts doing things towards my kid, then that's when you got a problem. And I'm sure there are examples. You know, everybody's seen Mrs. Doubtfire or Tyler Perry movies, and drag is a very old thing, and that's no argument for me there. I mean, you've been doing this, you said, performing in drag stuff for 16 years. Are there not
16 years.
Are there not situations, clubs, because I've been to when 322 was still open up, are there not situations that you would not want a child involved?
Well, you know what? Now, you know, the bar shows that they have, no, I'd be the first one to tell you that children shouldn't be allowed at those. But on the same hand, I have played many shows over the years where the drag queens are just about showing no skin, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And dressed in very nice outfits, you know, with nothing trashy or anything like that. So maybe folks just need to take a broad look at the spectrum. Now, there's some drag queens out there, I'll be the first one to tell you, they ain't doing the right thing in front of children.
Right, and I think there's I agree there are a lot of different types of people, and there are a lot of good people that come by their way of life, honestly. I think, though, there is also a very political element to this. It isn't political in the minds of a lot of drag queens or folks sticking up for them, but it's political in terms of the academic literature that's out there.
Yeah, and you know, I also hear a lot from folks, you know, okay, and because I've even heard this, too. People say, oh, I don't, you know, drag queens, transgender people, they have an agenda, they're trying to recruit people. Let me tell you something, all right? A drag queen with a storybook or a transgender person is not going to turn your child gay. Your child was gay, that's just the way it goes, for real. It's like a refrigerator and a magnet being attracted to one another. A magnet doesn't choose to be attracted to a refrigerator. It just is.
Right, but I'm saying that there are a lot of folks who, on the very activist political front, using so-called marginalized groups or subcultures that have been around for a long time, and they're using them as a wedge issue in politics. An example I'll give is from, have you ever read a book called The Madness of Crowds by Douglas Murray?
No, but I have heard of it.
And Douglas is great. Douglas is an openly gay man. I mean, I think his first book was on Lord Alfred Douglas Bosey, Oscar Wilde's boyfriend. So, yeah. Douglas has been that way forever. And he's saying that he realized, as after all the fights in the 90s for gay rights and whatnot, that there are a lot of people upset with him for now just wanting to live his life. We won. They said, no, your identity must be, you can't just be gay, you have to be queer, which is queering the rest of society, helping us to overthrow all the, and you can go down the list. And I think there's something to that, and it's not happening with just gay folks or trans folks. It happens with a lot of different groups, where it's not enough for you to be free to live your life. We have to use your identity as sort of a touch point in the culture to drive political change that overthrows other things.
And you know what? One day in the future, I hope there's not even a need for an LGBTQ community. Hopefully, it'll come along and everybody just gets along. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what this country needs, especially with some of the folks we have running it right now. Maybe one day in the future, coming out won't even be a thing. At least that's what I hope for. People will just be gay or whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, I think freedom works. And I
also wanted to say that, first of all, I heard you mention 322 earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out at that place so many years, that's the reason I decided not to get the COVID vaccine. I figured I didn't need it. And also wanted to say to you and Sky and the folks on the morning crew too, I will proudly stand with you. I can't speak for the rest of the LGBT community, but I will proudly stand with you against Jane Fonda. Because if it wasn't for you straight folks, you breeders, we wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? So
thank you very much.
I ain't gonna let no harm come to y'all, all right?
Yes, sir. It's important to talk about what unifies us instead of what divides us.
It's all connected. I appreciate it, Uncle Daddy.
Hey, thank you for letting me talk, and God bless y'all. God bless all your listeners, too.
272-9228. A little different perspective there, but as I often say, it takes all types in this world. And, when I just looked at Drudge Report this morning, Eddie, and I asked Jeff Poore about this, it's still like, literally, it's like the war is coming.
Oh, yeah.
The war in the month of June is coming. And I'm like, why?
Got an election coming up, Bubba.
But everybody's worked up about it. You don't see him. He walked in here with Chick-fil-A. Their shares are down because they got DEI now.
I saw that last night. I think they've had DEI for a couple of years.
Well, we just found out about it, though.
Yeah, right. But you remember,
I've been cheating for 4 or 5 years. Like, why are you so upset now, honey?
Well, a couple years ago, they were bashed for openly being open
Christian, and wanting the traditional Christian. Yeah.
So you don't think this is just a scam somebody else is pulling? They couldn't get them one way, so they're going to try to get them the other? Sorry, but that's exactly how I see it. They've been after Chick-fil-A for how long? They're just flipping the script. It's the same people. It's the same folks. They just flipped the script. That's all. Mm. And Chick-fil-A will come out ahead again. It's God's chicken.
Not at all.
Wait, you're saying we're being distracted?
Being hoodwinked, my brother.
No, there's an interesting argument to be made, and I think it's, I need to get this guy on. Dave Smith, I think he's going to run as the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. Comedian up there in New York. He's got a fairly good-sized podcast.
See him on something, but yeah.
He's on Joe Rogan often.
Yeah.
Dave's great.
That's why I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, and Dave made this argument on Rogan a year or so ago, and I think he's right on this, and he's not the only one who's seen this. Remember back in 08, big economic crisis, fallout, the banks get bailed out. And what happens in reaction to the bank bailouts?
Yes.
You get Occupy Wall Street on the left, and you get the Tea Party on the right.
Yep.
And actually, for a few months there, Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party folks, as much as they disagree on all sorts of stuff, I'm a God-loving American patriot, likes capitalism and freedom. Well, I'm a anarcho-communist who thinks that we should just live in non-hierarchical situations like our little communes. I'm just workers' co-ops and stuff. But they all agreed bank bailouts are bad.
Right.
This economic system we have is just serving the elite and the connected. And then all of a sudden, corporate America starts pushing all of these cultural issues.
Mm-hmm.
To divide.
And everybody gets all divided and butthurt. And then you combine that with the way social media pushed these cultural issues with the algorithm. And it makes you wonder. Like, the issues matter, I think, at the end of the day. The more freedom you have, the more you should disagree. The more you should talk things out. You might not like that person.
Right.
But we're free, so we're able to have it out without threatening one another. That's the idea.
That's the idea.
But it seems like we're being more controlled by these issues.
Sure. They know the hot button issues to get the...
Right.
And honestly, it's a great way to distract. We got something coming up. Hey, let's start the distraction mode. And that works. It works every time.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Don't look at this hand. The other hand is busy.
Exactly.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team can help you with that smartphone. They fixed up my old smartphone. I'm using it to film.
Mm-hmm.
So my old iPhone 10, it had a port that wasn't holding the cable. You saw
right.
that. Wouldn't charge up. And its battery was at like 60-something percent health. So it, like, you charge it all night, it would last, what, 2 hours?
If that, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, they fixed both of those issues in an hour. It was only $125.
See?
A lot cheaper than a brand new phone.
Yeah, that would have been $1,000 or more.
But they do also have old phones that they've refurbished.
Yeah, I bought one. You know better than I think it was iPhone 11 that I bought, and we just use it for a camera. It was much cheaper than a camera, but the nice thing, too, Jonathan went and found the phone for me. I was just going to buy one off eBay, and just be hopeful that I got a good thing. Jonathan actually went the extra mile. They bought an A-plus phone for me, and they've backed it up. I've had one trouble where, remember, it was in Italy. We couldn't figure, or it was in, what was it? Israeli. We couldn't figure out how to buy that app. It took Jonathan and his crew all of 20 minutes to go, hey, here's the problem right here. It's set, and I'm good to go.
So, folks, the point is, if they can help Eddie and I, they can help anybody.
Certainly.
With any of your electronics problems, check them out today. You can always go to xirepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com. Or just give them a call at 777-1234. And be sure to tell the fine folks there at XI Repair that you heard about them here on News and Views. Tell them that Joey and Eddie sent you. 272-9228. Quick break. We'll come back to Brenda, then Dennis. Name that tune, Sky.
Oh, my. That is... That's Otis Elevator singing his big hit, the last bus Baby, I've Had My Ups and Downs. No, that's not right. I know.
Not a fat man, but a very thin Lizzy dancing in the moonlight.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
Joey Clark.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce, where there's something for you, something for you.
Hey, y'all, this is Tammy.
And Moo Mammy.
At Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook.
And you'll know where you're going to.
Fox tonight, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. You ready to go to Home Depot?
I do feel like I need to build something.
Yeah, I consider this the No Power, the Tree Fell on the Power Lines Again song. I was stuck at home. The tree had fallen where I really can't get out of my driveway. I have no power. I'm like, well, my phone has power and it has a mic, and so let's record the acoustic.
If I could just get to the Home Depot, I could get a chainsaw.
Right. It wasn't intentional, but I guess I was channeling the Home Depot commercial.
You know, I give you a hard time, but mainly just because I'm a little bit jealous. If you handed me that same instrument, all I could do was scratch my back with it. I just know that.
Well, you have other talents that I don't have, so.
I can't fit a whole sandwich in my mouth.
If it can fit a sandwich. 272-9228. What are you talking about, a Subway footlong?
600.
Let's go to Brenda. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great. Right. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Was just calling in reference to your last caller who was asking, you know, he wanted to hear from some of your listeners about the issue with what they found. But, you know, I mean, I don't even think drag was part of the national conversation until they started pushing them in school. When you put drag queens in schools reading to children, that's when I have a problem. Other than that, do what you want to do. I mean, I remember back when Flip Wilson was playing Geraldine.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was one of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So it can be entertaining, and the difference is, and I think that most of them, if they'll really think about it, they want to know what the difference is. The difference is I'm an adult, and I can watch it for comedy.
Right.
And, you know, when you put it in schools, well, I'm a teacher, too, so... I don't, but a parent as well. I'd be mad as I'll get out if somebody put that in front of my children, because I have a choice what my children listen to and what they do. So I just don't think it was even part of the national conversation. Who cared what drag queens did? Who cared what people, you know, I mean, come on, Bosom Buddies was funny too.
Right.
Right. Well, and it does seem that people would live and let live if we were just adults, and we came into the world as adults. But when you start messing with people's kids, the fight over what will be taught to children,
right.
how they'll be raised in this kids. World, that really gets people worked up. And being it is as it is that I'm not a parent right now, for me it's all kind of hypothetical, though I see the real effects every day.
Yeah, and I mean, we get that choice as parents, you know, I can see what DeSantis is doing down there, and you know he's doing some things right, but allowing parents the autonomy to do what they want for their own children, I can appreciate that. And in public schools, you don't always get that choice, so they're always going to teach something different than you want for your child. But that is such a big issue and a hot topic right now. That's the mainstream idea. I think most people in America would say, you know, do what you want to do.
Right.
Drag can be funny, but not in school. So that's really what I called for.
Well, thank
and
you,
I
Brenda.
I appreciate your show. We'll keep listening.
Thank you, Brenda.
I really appreciate you. Thank you.
And my thought is, too, even though I'm 50, I don't feel like I'm that far removed from school. I don't ever remember having to come home and tell my mom, you know, I saw this at school. Can you explain it to me? Nor do I want my son, or daughter for that matter, be in third, fourth grade and then come home and say, hey, you know, we had a dude, I think he was a guy, but I think he was dressed. I don't want to have to have that conversation.
And I think it's
I'm ready to have that conversation.
It's those kids that are way younger than, say, puberty.
Right.
Like, I'm sure there'd be parents that wouldn't like that even at the high school level, but you could say, yeah, they're teenagers,
again,
they have the internet.
High school, to me, and again, I'm not that far removed, I know how my brain was thinking at high school.
Right.
I don't want to have that conversation, and I should not have to have that conversation with my child until we are ready. It should not be something that public schools or somebody's bringing in.
No, we didn't just first hear this from Uncle Daddy. Like, you've heard this all over the internet, and this argument's been ongoing. What about I'm going to go to Hooters.
Go.
And I'm going to take my five-year-old.
Go. You know what? I was one of those dads that took Justin and his cousin or nephew when they were about 8 or 9. I took it for the craps and giggles, and that's what we got out of it. Those kids, you know, they talked big game until we got into the building, and the waitress came and said, what do you want to drink? Those two kids couldn't do it. They were like Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Right. And I got a lot of pushback from folks that said, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Okay, you see, you got pushback.
Right.
Though. Yeah.
Right. But I didn't take them to a drag show, and right. I took them to a restaurant, and to me, it was, I did it.
But you would, funny. You tried to take them to the Freaknik, right?
No, Joey, I did not ever try to take my children to the freaking. We were just driving through in Atlanta, and it was happening.
Well, I know Justin. I'm going to reach out and be like, you remember that? Do you have any memories of a weird situation there? goodness gracious. No, and it is hypothetical to me. It's like, I don't have kids. And my instinct is like, I wouldn't let them go anywhere. The world is off. This may be why I'm the world don't have awful. Kids yet. Yeah. I would be scared crapless. Like, what's going to happen? I somewhat get it. I don't. It's not until that full reality. I think it's hit me harder in the face since I realized I'm going to be an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a lot real. A lot more real.
Also, let's just say third or fourth grade or whatever. Every kid you know is different. There are kids in the, say, fourth grade that are much more mature than a normal kid in the fourth grade. And again, if I'm the parent, I want to have that conversation. It's not on anybody else to introduce that to me.
Well, and a bright line for me in this conversation, these latest culture wars, is, yeah, if it's something that's explicitly sexual in nature,
why do they need to know it?
Keep it away from the kids.
I just don't get that part.
There's a reason we have movie ratings. We have, though, I can think back to being a kid, like when you got that M for mature on video games. It's like, those are the video games I want. Mom, can I get Resident Evil?
And what did Mom say?
No.
Thank you. Who knew better? Mom.
Well, I got to play at the neighbor's house. She didn't know any better. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good afternoon, John.
What's up?
The thing with Barbarella sitting on the aircraft gun for Uncle Ho. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, yes.
In other words, the one who played Barbarella, I just went blank.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, yeah. She was sitting on the sidewinder, sitting on the anti-aircraft gun for Uncle Ho Chi Minh.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they were talking about how she looked and everything. Look, she couldn't hold a dime to Sharon Tate. No way. The late Sharon Tate was ultimately Babe Licious, just a beautiful woman. Sky and I was talking about it just a few minutes ago. A guy that just went blank. goodness.
Natalie Wood?
No. Goodness. She played in Tommy. The movie Tommy. Goodness. Anyway, going back to Jane Fonda sitting on the anti-aircraft gun, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video of it right now.
Yeah, there's only one good thing. I remember that. Look, she showed up at the main at the main gate at Clark Air Base when we were there, and let me tell you something. We put her on her way real quick.
Good.
Real quick. You know. So, but it would have been really nice for her to have been sitting on an AAG when an intruder was around. That would have been perfect. Absolutely. You know, the Corsair would have been a real nice gift to her. It'd have been a great improvement, you know. Anne Margaret was the other young lady I was thinking of.
I just showed Joey a picture of her. Yeah.
Yeah, Anne Margaret was just awesome. Sharon Tate, man, such an unfortunate thing. I remember when all that happened
with the Manson murders. Yeah.
Yes. And
have you seen Tarantino's last movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? It's essentially an alternative history of those murders where they go to the wrong house.
I did see that, yeah.
But Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate, and she actually does it well. Like, she's pretty mesmerizing, that movie.
No, I haven't. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. The hippies get there.
Yeah, the hippies get there. That's a nice way to put it.
I remember very well when that happened. It was a sad, sad ending to the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Because it followed right behind Woodstock, what I consider to be the real Woodstock. And she was such a budding actress. I mean, she did Valley of the Dolls, and then there was another one called The Fearless Vampire Killers. That actually her husband at the time, Roman Polanski, was in that movie and directed it also, which was kind of a spoof on a vampire type movie. It was kind of a dark comedy, but she was just just a fabulous looking young lady, and I'm sure she would have really gone far in her career. Whether she stayed with Roman or not would have been another issue, but still. But with Jane Fonda, dude, she's not even worth. Her name is not even worth breathing. So I will never breathe it again. It'll be the last time.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate it, Dennis, and definitely check out that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood from. You know it all the history. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Your recorder come in yet? You just started using it?
Yeah, that I played one of the songs I made with it in the first hour. Awesome. But
I missed that.
Awesome. Wait, well, hey, I'm glad to hear it, Joey. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Yeah. No, I played it for yesterday.
I was wondering if it was that one.
You don't like that one?
I thought it was a great song. I don't think you appreciated my critique of it.
No, I just don't. Some days I don't really appreciate much anything about you.
Yeah, no.
And other days I'm like, man, this guy's got a great lake house and boat, and it was a good afternoon.
I like the other days better.
Where I don't like you?
Oh, that's fun, Joey.
Yeah, it is somewhat. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And there at New Look Decorating Center, well, Brett Lanham and the team can help you with that do-it-yourself project. Maybe you need some tips and tricks so you do it yourself the right way the first time. Or if you're doing a big project where you're wanting to contract out the job, could be restaining an entire wraparound deck.
Mm-hmm.
Could be you're repainting the whole exterior of your home. You want pros to do that. Well, here's the great news. At New Look Decorating Center, Brett Lanham, the team, can give you suggestions. Ask them, hey, you got a painter or contractor in mind for this particular job, and they can set you up. And if you do already have a painter in mind, the first question you need to ask them is, do you buy your paint at New Look?
Exactly, Joey.
Of course, they have that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint, second to none, there at New Look Decorating Center, and they can match any competitor paint color in high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. And of course, when you're buying at New Look Decorating Center, you're supporting a 40-year local business here in Montgomery. Helped out a lot of my family, a lot of our friends.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of our listeners. And you're not just supporting the local Montgomery economy. When you buy their New Look Decorating, you're supporting the Alabama economy. Benjamin Moore, one of their largest plants, is right here in Alabama, in Pell City, Alabama. So check out New Look Decorating Center today. Stop by there at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Say hi to Brett Lanham and Jordan and Katie and even the owner, Brian Carr, if you can catch him. And be sure to tell him you heard about him here on News and Views. Afternoon. More News and Views after this. Yeah, this is the new one. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with
with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Introducing the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at toyotamontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at toyotamontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views afternoon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team can help you with, well, buying a home.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, how many folks think, oh, I'll just call up some 1-800 number?
More people than I would have ever thought.
Are they making the right choice when they do that?
They are not.
What about an internet site like National Company?
Even worse. Even worse. And today's, you know, the deal today, I was supposed to have a closing today, but unfortunately the closing company did not have all their paperwork together. So we had one of those very unfortunate incidents when you're sitting at closing going, I'm sorry, we'll try this again tomorrow.
So you see, folks, you know, we're not calling out that particular company,
not.
But that doesn't happen when you deal
never
with Alabama.
Never one
mortgage.
Time using Madeline or Kim Williams. Never.
Exactly. So no surprises on closing day. They will walk you every step of the way, all the way from pre-approval to closing day, and make sure that, well, the home buying process is as easy as possible. And, of course, if you're looking to get out of, say, out from under a mountain of credit card debt or any sort of other debt, why not do a great refinance deal with Alabama Home Mortgage? It's a lot better to pay even 8-9% on a mortgage than it is to pay 20, 25, 30% on those credit cards. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Both Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon have your back. 567-4223 is their number. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. MLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Good morning, and I tell you what, I can concur. You having that mortgage, even if you have to go back and clear up your credit card, using a mortgage in that manner is so much better for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What Eddie does in promoting that is tremendous.
That's
but that's
truth.
Not why I called. Flip Wilson, Milton Berle, Tim Conway, all of them at one time or another routinely pulled on a dress to do their performances. And they became their altered persona. The difference in why they can be funny and we can look at them and laugh and be entertained, even to the point of the Lady Chablis from Savannah, is none of them pushed sex literally in the faces of our children. And that's where the difference is.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
We fight this, if we do not fight this, we will have more problems than anybody will ever believe. Our children will grow up not knowing how to behave. Our children will not grow up not knowing right from wrong. Our children will have such a perverted sense of self that all the psychologists in the world will never be able to cure them. Ever. And as far as Jane Fonda is concerned, she could be across the street and on fire. I wouldn't go over there and urinate on her to put her out.
Well,
I have not watched the movie that she is in since she pulled that stunt with Jeremiah Denton. I will always pray for her to go to hell. And if that's wrong, then that's wrong. But that's what I do. That will be one person who never has any use in this country. Why she's allowed to maintain her American status, I don't know. Because if anything was a traitor, that was the face of a traitor. Our men and women deserve better than her.
Yeah, Ted Turner thought he was in heaven, but then once Jane shows up, he's going to be like, oh, crap, I'm in the other place.
Well, he should have figured that out real quick because she pulled that stunt before she married him. He was too stupid not to realize that this would come back and haunt him.
Well, I appreciate the call, T-Spear.
Thank you much. Thanks for allowing me to rant.
No yes, problem. Thank you, hon.
Let's go to Ray real quick for the top of the hour. Hey, Ray.
How we doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Hopefully there's no echo on your end.
No, sir.
Your caller about three callers ago mentioned watching Flip Wilson, etc., and not allowing her children to see it. I'm hoping she didn't lock them in the bedroom and they didn't have to go to the restroom. When we watch that, we condone it, and through the Nielsen ratings, they get their advertising dollars, and we continue to perpetuate it. No, I'm not an extremist, but the young lady that just mentioned about Jane Fonda, I feel exactly how she does about Jane Fonda. But at the same time, in America, we do have the right of the freedom of speech, and everyone's allowed to speak or say what they want to say. If we don't condone what they say, don't support the movies they're in, etc., and then they will change their views.
It's correct.
I apologize about if you heard the direction indicator. It just bothers me that we do it through comedy to make it acceptable and people watch it, and then when it becomes a thing, then we want to draw the line.
Well, yeah, and everybody's got a different line. I would hope a line that we could all agree with is don't put sexually explicit stuff or behavior in front of kids. That should be a pretty bright
Absolutely.
Line.